Good morning. Today is Thursday.
Today is Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat.
Today is January 28th. We are in the 22nd chapter of Maseiach Yesharim, talking about the Midah of Humility. Page 447. He was discussing yesterday two things to help a person from becoming haughty. Number one is that a person should recognize he's not the source of his talents. The talents were given to him or loaned to him for a reason. And being haughty is like the king's driver feeling proud of the car that he's been given to drive the king around. And that's really all the talents and abilities that we're given are on loan to us from Hashem to be used for our mission in life. Number two, when people start feeling superior, to think about our deficiencies. There's nobody who has reached the ultimate degree of perfection. There's nobody who doesn't have deficiencies. There's no one who has all the talents and abilities. Oh, afilu lo yebo chisaron acher al hayosa basar v'dam. Yilud Isha, if we would have no other deficiency except for the fact that we are human beings. Dailo Zeva Hosel Prisus agrees. That's enough to put us in our place, to feel humble, to feel a certain level of insignificance and inferiority. Achelo ye oslo hayina sekla. Kere kol mala shumasig, eno ala chesed kel alav. The fact that we are human beings means that any positive quality that we have was given to us as a kindness of the Ribon Hashalom. Kere kol mala shumasig, eno ala chesed. Really, as a human being, as a physical being, we are low, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us talents and abilities, spirit, that is a gift. The more we realize this, we should be humbled. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a poor person is given a gift, he says, you have a gift. Are you haughty because of the gift? Do you feel arrogant because of the gift? Or you feel humbled because of the gift? You feel a certain amount of shame that somebody had to give it to you, that you couldn't earn it on your own. And this is really the way we should feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us things that on our own we could not have developed. Somebody who has their eyes open will see that he has been given gifts, talents, abilities by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'inyin sha'amar David HaMelech, ma'ashiv la'Hashem kol tag moloi alai. This is what David HaMelech says. How can I repay Hashem? All his benevolence is upon me. U'kvar reino chassidim gedolim, she'nen shu al she'chziku tova la'atzmam. And we see there were great pious people who were punished, despite their piety, for taking credit for their achievements. Nechemya ben Chachalya, amar zechonim levrachim ne'malo nikras fral shmo, Nehemiah, who was one of the great sages, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the book is called the Book of Ezra, not the Book of Nehemiah, because he credited himself for his achievements. If you take credit, then somebody else will get the credit. He says, truthfully, that is appropriate for people like Avram, Moshe, Aaron, David, pious people. But we are Yisomim b'nei Yisomim, orphans of orphans. He says, we don't even need that complex reasoning to counter our haughtiness. We don't have to look past our deficiencies to be humbled. Even the person in our generation who thinks they are the wisest, they don't compare to the wise people of previous generations. We don't even have anything to be haughty about. We have so many deficiencies. We're so far from perfect, we don't even need these complex reasonings to say that as great as we are, it was a gift to the Ribono Shel Olam, we should naturally not feel superior. We should feel humbled. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful day. Have a nice Tu B'Shvat.